Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
When you're raising cattle, you're producing beef, and consumers expect that beef to be sustainably produced. Sustainable beef production is the focus of the 2017 Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, February 24th in Ardmore, Oklahoma. Keynoter will be John Butler, current president of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. Other leading players in the beef business will discuss how we raise beef the right way, and cattle market analyst Daryl Peel will offer a market outlook. To register, go to noble.org/ag events or call 580-224-6376.
You know this guy. He's the one that walks into the coffee shop to join his buddies with a little swagger, a little puff in his chest, and just itching to tell everybody about his latest yield. And that's because he started with Black Label Zinc. He discovered Black Label Zinc and its proprietary LHC technology can drive amazing root masses and even better yield potential. It's his little secret, or was his little secret. Black Label Zinc, it's phosphate done better.
Well, the cattle complex seems set to open solidly higher this morning, supported by follow-through buying and recent feedlot premiums. The hog future should also open with a firm undertone, spurred by bullish momentum and positive fundamentals. Now, the parameters of cash cattle potential could start to take shape today, though we expect the initial gap between bids and asking prices to be impossibly wide. Live and feeder futures seem likely to open moderately higher, boosted by spillover selling and recent cash premiums. Now, on the hogs, those cash hog bids exploded yesterday, presumably sparked by tightening numbers vis-a-vis aggressive slaughter plans. We expect to see another aggressive round of packer spending today. The lean futures should open this morning significantly higher, led by new spot April, deeply discounted to the cash lean index. On the grains, all three grains quietly lower early this morning, with South America's forecast giving traders no reason for concern, while Brazil's harvest continues to make progress. The U.S. dollar index is up about 0.26, also exerting a slight bearish influence on grain prices. On the wheat markets, Chicago wheat down, this is March, down about a penny and a quarter, also keeping a quiet tone early today. Yesterday's new 35 million metric ton crop estimate from Australia and rain around Texas set prices back from their five-month high, but not much. DTN's seven-day forecast is mostly dry for the next 3 days, with a return of rain to Texas this weekend and early next week. Now, in the corn markets, March corn was down three-quarters of a penny early today, and you probably won't be surprised to hear that corn had a quiet overnight session, obviously. After all, it's still February, a time of year when grains are not known for making big moves. And the soybeans were down 2¾ cents early on, a quiet start with a little follow-through from yesterday's selling. With harvest going well in Brazil and no significant weather threats in this week's forecast, this is typically the time of year when we see Brazil's export business increase and U.S. exports decrease. We'll check all your futures in a moment.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for tomorrow day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
On our futures, live cattle, February live cattle was up 145 yesterday, 117.37, and April was up 147 at 114 even. March feeder cattle up 217 at the close, 124, and the April was up 192 at 123.90. April hogs up 160 yesterday, 71.30, and the May was up a dollar at 75.95. Now the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, March down 1.5 at 465¼. May was down 1.5 at 478. March wheat Chicago down 2¾ at 449.5, and the May down 3.5 at 463.5. March corn down 1¼ at 374¼, and May was down 1 cent, 381¾. March soybeans down 9¼ at 1045, and the May was down 9¾ at 1056. March cotton down 12, 76.20, May down 28, 77.67, and the crude oil for March was down 28, 52.92. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.